All right, shalom everybody. Come on in, you guys, and have a seat. Shalom everybody, welcome to Soldiers for Christ. I was gonna say community church, Pastor, man.
Global community church,
because we are all over. We in Poland, all my friends in Poland. Yeah. I just want to say hello to you in Africa and all over the world. God bless you guys. And I got a letter from Hungary. Yeah, or a message from Hungary. But I want to say this. This is from Dave and Ginger. Before we get started, and then, oh, it's right here. They sent me this Star of David necklace with a cross in the middle of it. They said, we hope it fits your big chubby neck. No, they didn't say chubby. They just said, we hope it fits around your large neck. Well, I do have a big neck. That's from playing football. And it says, my apologies for, let's see, my wife and I hope you like the necklace we sent. I'm going to show it to you guys. Okay. I love it. I don't know if it goes good with a, see that? Now, if I took that home, my wife would just be like, thank you. That is beautiful. Thank you, Dave and Ginger. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for the letter. I'm going to try and read this. P.S. Pastor Sandy, can you say, we got to pray for her for the insomnia. Now, which one of them are suffering from the insomnia? I don't know if it's Dave or Ginger, but I remember talking with them. So I think it's his wife. So we have to pray for her insomnia. Okay, Pastor Ben?
Okay.
Baptized 15 years
ago.
I'm going to hand it to you so you can remember to put it in as well. And then I'm going to put this back in the box because it's so beautiful.
You say your wife will look at it and say thank you.
Thank you. And here's from Deborah. And she always sends me, there's a long road between us, but there's a warm thought for every mile. I love that card. That is a nice saying. Hallelujah. And Pastor Ben and Pastor Sandy, thank you for all the great job, the great work you've done, keeping us ready. And then it's a lot here. It is. I wasn't easy to be thankful. I'll stay in the battle with you. Thank you for staying in the battle with us, Deborah. It's been very encouraging and an honor to be your pastor. And I'm not going to say online pastor. I'm your real pastor.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you so much for the beautiful card. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. This is a Thanksgiving card. And we will not be celebrating Thanksgiving here on the planet, third planet from the earth. We will be in the kingdom. There's some real Thanksgiving going on.
Amen.
And okay, now this I have to, because she was very, very worried that we wouldn't get it, Pastor Ben, because they dropped it off. They came by a couple of times, and they couldn't put it in the box, I guess.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then finally, I guess you have to tag though, right? So thank you so much. And this,
it was in the mailbox, I think.
Oh, they put it in the mailbox at the post office?
At the post office.
Okay, but they didn't put the name.
Yes, again.
Here it is.
One of those little, where's the little tickies?
Oh, here it is. Yeah, here it is.
No. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Nope, it's one more. This is the one. It's from both of us, and neither one of us.
Aha! Nope, see? Maranatha, JD the Farrard.
Oh, man.
Nope, and I was going back and forth with her on email.
Man.
So, and then now I can't remember her name because I got 25,900 friends.
No, but, it's 26 something now.
Oh, 26 something. But she knows because I'm gonna email you when we get home, and I thank you so much.
Keep Barking.
Huh?
From Brenda Lee O'Shea.
Yeah, Brenda. Okay, yeah, that's right. Oh, how can I? We got three Brendas, and I can't remember Brenda. Isn't that? I'm gonna watch it. Abigail said they saw it, and it's very good. So thank you, Brenda. We finally did get it. The post office was giving us a hard time, but we did finally get it. And Dave, and this is from Deborah. I don't want to mess up her last name. And Linda Johnson sent us a letter. You see this, Barb, from Linda?
Look at the back.
Huh? What she put on the back? It'll be when we see Jesus face to face. This loves you. Jesus is coming. Corinthians, John 3. Yeah. This is from Linda. Hello, Linda, if you're out there. And this is from Francis. And Francis is in Prospect, Tennessee. And this is a card from Francis. You know what, Pastor Ben? People say, hey, thank you for the thank you cards that you sent out.
We were sending those out.
Oh, that's beautiful, because we want to make sure that we're being thankful to people who are being such a blessing to us. So thank you, Francis and Dale. God bless you, and thank you for the beautiful card.
Tahira's very faithful about doing that.
Hallelujah. She is awesome. We're going home. Okay. Welcome to the 17th anniversary of my calling. Did you guys know? Did you know that, Pastor Ben?
17 years?
17 years since God called me to preach end time prophecy.
And then 1 year after that, the church.
1 year after that, we opened the church. Remember, because I was doing prison ministry at the time. But that's when the Lord gave me the message, like, this is what I want you to preach, and it's going to be hard. And that was January 1st, 2003, when God gave me the 3,000 years, the count, right? And then it just... From there, it just started going. So, Andrea, Marie Paris Armstrong.
You in trouble,
man. Yes, come up and pray us in. Yeah, all right. Oh, sorry, man. Don't try to take off your glasses. People know you wear glasses. All right, let's pray in. Everybody bow your head.
Our Father, name is in Jesus Christ, Lord. We just thank you for this evening, dear Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord, that all those that are gathering in the house here and those that are abroad, dear Lord, came, dear Lord, listening with expectation, dear Jesus, to hear from you this evening, dear Lord, a word that's on fire, dear Jesus, and a blessing to our soul, dear Lord. I pray for Pastor Sandy, dear Jesus, delivers it in the manner that you've given it to him, dear Lord, with that same excitement, dear Lord, the same boldness, dear Lord, as it was placed on his heart, dear Jesus. Charge us, dear Lord, with going back and study for it ourselves, dear Lord. We thank you again for another time to gather, another opportunity to gather together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Barbara sent me this. Barbara brought this in today. So I'm going to read this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read this.
That's
huh?
That's hot question.
Did she text you too?
No, she just
texted. Oh, wow. Now watch this, okay? Now, if you're a part of like the Hebrew Bible class and all that, you know that in studying the Hebrew, I discovered in studying the Hebrew that the reason why we have that God set the flood to be 120 years was because he used that word semek, right? The semek of the Hebrew alphabet, which means support, right? Mm-hmm. So Eve became the support for Adam. And when Eve sinned, then God made where that judge, her sin caused judgment to come upon the whole world, right? So since she sinned, she was the reason for that sin, then the letter Semek, or the support that God gave to Adam through Eve, was then the the numerical value was 120 for the word Semet. It's the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Its numerical value written in full is 120. So therefore, after Eve, God made every judgment that's going to happen in the world be in the 120th year, right? So then the flood happened in the 120th year. Then Moses died when he was 120 years and he couldn't go in the promised land. And then the kings, three of them served for 40 years and then they got kicked out of Israel. 40, 40, and 40 is 120. So everything in the Bible was showing that because of what Eve did in the garden, that 120 just rolled over throughout all of history and 120 became the year of judgment. So I did, well, I read this before, but I never went back to read it. But Barbara brought it in because I remember we were on our way to Florida. We had everybody, S4C family, right? I don't know where we were going, but it says this in the book of Jubilee. It says, and after the completion of 7 years, which he had completed there, 7 years exactly in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the serpent came and approached the woman. And the serpent said to the woman, hath God commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of the tree in the garden? And of course, Eve says, and she said, of all the fruits of the tree in the garden, God said unto us, we can eat, but of the fruit that's in the midst of the garden, you cannot eat. And that was the thing. So not only did Eve sin of listening to the serpent, because God told me that her biggest sin was listening. Okay. So you got people, you know, they're lying. Don't listen.
Right.
You know, should hear what this person said. It's crazy. Don't listen.
Right.
You know, the big sin is opening your ear to that. So then, but listen, the month that it says that the sin occurred on, it occurred on the second month, on the 17th day, which was the 17th of Heshvan. So the exact same day the flood start is the exact same day that Eve sinned. And I'm like, wow. And that day is coming up to be fulfilled. And that's the prophecy. Because on the 17th day of that month, the flood came and ended grace for Noah's time. I'm going to give that back to you because I have that book at home. I'm going to read more of it now. Thank you for bringing that in. Okay. And have Abigail hold on to that for me. All right. All right. We're going to get into today's Bible study. I have a lot to say, and then we're going to take kind of a little bit of a journey with me on this whole big event that I've been called to do. Okay. First thing I want you to know is that on January 1st, 2003, this is a year before we started S4C. I woke up that morning and God wanted to show me something. And it just captivated my whole attention for that whole morning. I don't know if Drea was still asleep, but for that whole morning, I was studying how to count 6,000 years in the Bible so that I could finish the count and then go back to the Lord and tell him what year I came with at the very end. So the count was very simple because God showed me, like, this is where it starts. This is the middle of it. This is when Noah came. This is when Abraham was born. This is when Jesus was born. So God was just kind of showing me all of the numbers counting the 6,000th year because God wanted me to know that 6,000 years ended in 2017. Now this is 2003. So after I did the count, and it was that 2017 was the end of the 6,000 year, I'm standing in the living room. I remember telling Wink this, and he probably thought I was crazy. I'm standing in the living room, and I'm this way. I remember how it was. And I'm praying. And then I stop praying, and I'm standing like this. And the Lord said, this is what I want you to preach. And it's going to be hard. What? 2017 is the end of the 6,000 year count. This is what I want you to preach. Prepare the people to leave. And from that, I called, well, I called my wife first and I said, the Lord want me to start a church. She laughs. She laughs like any wife would, like, why ruin our perfect marriage with a church? What's wrong with you? Have you lost your mind? And I said, but the Lord told me. And then I was like, well, the Lord told me to start the church. So she said, well, okay, but we ought to pray about this. So I called Pastor Ben. Oh yeah, definitely, 100% for sure. I'm with you all the way till the wheels fall off. We are gonna start a church. I'm like, all right. So the whole process from there was actually getting the church started. But the calling for me to preach end time prophecy came January 1st, 2003. I remember the morning that I woke up. Now, from that time to this year is the 17th year. So this has been we're in the 17th year from when God called me to preach this message.
Wow, how crazy is that?
I'm just saying, I just realized it today, because you know, I always think we started the church in 2004. Yeah, you started in 2004, but you got called in 2003.
Wow.
Okay. So praise the Lord for that. And then, so I'm gonna show you what the Lord showed me. So this was the count that God gave me. If Pastor Ben could look, just show me like from Adam to Seth was 100, and then he gave me all of the years. This is all in Genesis, if you ever want to do this count. This is all in Genesis. They give you when everybody was born. So then all you have to do is say, okay, if Adam was 130 years old when he had Seth, what is the earth? 130 years. Well, plus 6 days, or 8 days, if you do it properly. So then he just said, now you just got to add the additional years. So I added 105 when I got to Enosh, and Kenan 90, and Mahalalel 70 and 65. Then I got to Noah, and it was 1,656 years. Then Terah lived 135 years, and he had three sons. And those three sons was, guess who? Abraham, and then, what was his other son's name? Well, I'll think of it later. But Abraham was one of the sons. And so when I got to that, it turned out to be in the 1948th year. So that kind of showed me, like, wow, in the 1948th year, Abraham's father began to have children. In the 1948 years, so that just was like, see, you're on the right track. So I just kept counting down and to all of the years, and then I finally got to the end, and it was 2017. And I went, oh my goodness, I've been telling all the kids at the prison that Israel was rebirthed in 1948, so the end's gonna be in 2018. And the Lord's like, no, the 6,000 years is in 2017. So where was that? I had that. I had something else here I wanted to show them. And it's probably on the back of one of these boards. So, yeah. So then I came up, then I was in the office, and the Lord showed me this. And he's like, read Revelation chapter 21 through 7. 2017. Verse 2 had the word thousand. Verse 3 had the word thousand. Verse 4 had the word thousand. Verse 5 had the word thousand. Verse 6 had the word thousand. And verse 7 had the word thousand. So in the first, in the 17 verses in Revelation chapter 21 through 7 was 6,000. So he's like, see, 2017. It's been all this way since the beginning, right? So I'm like, okay, well, if that's the end of time, tribulation has to happen, right? So therefore, that means that the rapture must going to be happening 2010. And we're not going to laugh at me, but I went running. I just told everybody. And so when it didn't happen, then I was kind of like, well, I'm done. And then the Lord said, I think 2013, the Lord says, you got to get back to doing what I told you to do. And I'm like, no, I'm kind of cool on that. And it was because it was kind of like, you know, God told me to take the last shot, like take the last shot. We're going to win the game. And I took the last shot and I missed. Right. And then all the kids are like, you numbskull. Yeah. So I was like, I didn't want to get. But then 2016 came and I said, now 2017 is almost here, Lord. What do you want me to do? So immediately I get a phone call from Martinique, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I go on a 7-day fast. At the end of this 7-day fast, I said, okay, Lord, this is the last day of my fast. What do you want me to do about 2017? Because we're in 2016, it's almost the end of the year. What do you want me to do? And the Lord said, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. I was like, okay, that's my clue, right? So I went back and started studying the days of Noah. What is important about the days of Noah? So I gotta study the days of Noah, because whatever happened is gonna be just as it was in the days of Noah. So I started looking at all my stuff, and then I went, wait a minute. So Noah was 600 years old when the flood started. It's the 6,000th year. Very important, because I got to know that we're at the 6,000th year. Then it was the end of 120th years. So I said, wait a minute, in 2017, that will be the 120th Jubilee. So I'm like, okay, it's the 120th Jubilee. It's the 6,000th year. It's the second millennium, I was thinking. Oh, it's been 2,000 years. So this must be, 2017 must be the year of the rapture, because all of this lines up. 6,000 years, 120 Jubilees, all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is 2,000 years gonna be the year of the flood. I preach on it, and this is what God does. I preach on it, and I go to work, because I was working at a restaurant at that time, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I go to work, and it was a Wednesday night when I preached on this, and the Lord said, I'm going to show you something. So the Lakers was playing that night. It was Kobe's last game. So Kobe scores 60 points.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And that allowed them to have 17 victories. So when I preached on it, and about a week later, he hit me up on my YouTube, like Kobe Bryant, like, this is Kobe Bryant. I want to know what's so important about me hitting 60 points, and what does that have to do with God? And so I started answering him, like, about Jesus Christ, and, you know, the end time is here and the Lord is coming and all this stuff. And then I said, if you want to know why your 60 points in 17 was important, hit me back up later. I'm going to leave and I'm going to come back and I'll look for your answer. But then I didn't hear from him. But I kept the thing there for a while, you know, thinking like he'll answer later, because I'd go back and look at it. But he never did, so I don't know if I can find it now, but it's probably, if they keep it there, it's probably still in there. So, am I rambling? Okay. So, God wanted me to know that it's very important this year, 2017. The next morning I wake up, and Scotty Clark, he hits me up on email, and then he says, I want to call you, I want to talk. And he says, you're absolutely right about 2017. This is what the Lord's showing me. And we're about to go home. And it's going to be on September 23rd. It's going to be on Rosh Hashanah. Well, that immediately became a problem to me, because I didn't believe in Rosh Hashanah rapture anymore, because that fulfills the end of the tribulation. So I told him, I don't think it's going to be on that day, but I do think it's going to be this year. And immediately he kind of got turned off, but he said, I think it's going to, September 23rd is the day. So he sent me this beautiful poster of a boat with 2017 on it. And it was just, so I wanted to make like a big poster of it, you know, and made flyers out of it and everything. And I'm like, so 2017 is going and it's going and it's going, right? And we are having the eclipse, the red moons, a blue moon. I didn't even know what that, there was a blue moon, but we had all of these things happen in 2000.
Dead animals.
Oh, the birds falling out of the air. Everything was going on in 2017, the tornadoes, and we just knew this is going to be. So now I go to, when I went to Martinique, I'm in the hotel room, and I'm up all night, and Drea is asleep, and God is talking to me the whole night, and Drea is asleep. And that's a miracle, because Drea snores, and she, oh, I'm sorry, babe. Well, it was just a miracle, because she was asleep, and it was quiet. She was asleep, and it was quiet. Well, so I should have known something strange is going on. God wants to talk to me, right? So the Lord's talking to me the whole time about, you know, what I'm, because I'm thinking to myself, tomorrow when I go preach, I won't teach on end times because it's too much to show them. I'll just teach on this, Lord. And the Lord says, no, you're going to teach on end time prophecy in 2017. And I'm like, no, I don't want to preach on that. I'll preach on this. And then I said, how am I going to show them all this stuff? There's no board to write on. And then we get to the church, and there's a big picture, and they take the picture off, and there's a big writing board with markers and everything. So I was like, okay, the Lord's talking to me. So we came back, and then that's when most of you guys that are on YouTube began to know who I was. Karen. So I start preaching. No, Karen's been with us since 2004.
No, didn't Karen send it out?
Jesus. Yeah, she sent it out. Yeah, Karen Fox started sending it out. But Karen's been with us since about 2006. So we're preaching 2017, and we're knowing that this is the 120th Jubilee. So I'm looking for confirmation of the 120th Jubilee, because in the Jubilee year, what has to happen? Israel has to be declared that it belongs to the Jews. Yeah. 1917 it happened, 1967 it happened, and now we're in 2017, another 50 years away. Somebody has to declare that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. And who does it? Donald Trump. So I'm like, he just confirmed the Jubilee. We're on time, we're leaving, okay? After that, nothing. Okay, well, it's the 70th year. We've got to leave now, right? It's 70 years since Israel was a nation. The end of a generation is 70 years. Then we read this whole crazy thing. But if it's 80, then, right. and it's in hard times. So we're like, it could be 80 years. Of course, when you're part of rapture thing, nobody wants to hear about additional time. We want like tomorrow, right? Nice. So we're like, 10 years from now, that would be so long. But it was just on our heart to just keep, it was on my heart, because I knew now that God had called me to this, okay? At this point, I'm like, God called me to do this. There's no way that all this stuff is happening, that we have this church, that he's given me all these instructions, and now nothing's going to happen, right? So we keep preaching it, and now, 70 years pass, and now I'm like, okay, then what now, Lord? So now the Lord says, I asked God the question, what, 2 weeks ago? Why did you change the calendar and make Nisan the first year and make Heshvan the eighth month? And then why did the flood happen in Heshvan on the 17th? And the resurrection happened in Nisan on the 17th. And the Lord showed me, this is the beginning of grace, Nisan 17th. This is the end of grace, Heshvan 17th. This is when the flood happened. I tell you the end before the beginning. So I'm telling you, this is when it ends. So now the Lord's like, I'm going to show you all of the eights in the Bible. What happens in the eighth month? What happens here? So the Lord is like, prepare the people to go, because this is not a date that's been hidden. It's been hidden from you, but I told you about it in the beginning, what the end of grace would be. What's the end of grace? When the flood happened. When did the flood happen? 17th of Heshvan. In what month? The second month? No, the second month is now the eighth month, because I begin everything in the first month and I finish everything in the eighth. So it'll be in the first 1,000th year, but in the 8,000th year is the new heaven and the new earth, right? Jesus comes, but he died, he resurrects when? On the eighth day. Jesus' number is 888. So he's showing me all of these things, why he begins with one, but everything ends with eight. So if he's going to begin grace in Nisan, which is the first month, he's going to end grace with Heshvan, which is now the eighth month. And that's why I changed the calendar. So now I have to come to you and say, I know God gave me this information, but I'm going to keep it secret just in case it don't happen. You guys think I should have did that? Ooh. Or do you? Or when a dog sees a burglar, you bark, right? So I start. We've got to prepare for this day, okay? And since now I'm understanding that the date can't happen until you're in the 120th year. It can't happen until you're in the 120th year. So I want to show you guys something that the Lord was showing me today. Thank God for the person who sent me the video on Yaakov Ramzel. And Yaakov Ramzel was a guy who did gematria. And he passed away, I think, about 2005 or something like that. And so I wanted to really give honor to him, because he gave this Bible study that I'm about to give you is incredible. Okay? If we have a time left. Now, I'm going to set this back up because I might need it, and I'm not sure, but I don't think so. Okay. Now, you guys got your paper with you? Okay. I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 26. And when you get there, say amen. Now, I didn't hear nobody say amen. Are you on your phones? Okay, you there? Okay. Now, I'm going to start reading at 17, because 17 really tells the story. But there's a code inside of these four verses. Okay? And I want you to understand this code that God put inside these four verses. And the person who brought this out, which I had read already before all of this stuff, but somebody sent me the video and I went, I forgot about that. Okay, but check this out. All right, I'm going to read it. Verse 17. It says, as a woman with child and about to give birth rents and cries out in her pain, so were we in your presence, O Lord. So this is Israel talking to God, right? As a woman with child about to give birth rents with cries and pain, so were we in your presence, O Lord. We were with child, and we, what's another word for that? You guys have it? And we writh. Okay, and it says, and we writh with pain, but we gave birth to when? We have not brought salvation to the earth. We have not given birth to the people of the world. You hear that? Now, what do you guys know about this? And I wish we were teaching a class so we could just talk. What do we know about this? Israel is going to have a child, right? Before she goes into tribulation, she's going to have a child. Israel is talking and saying, I haven't brought forth a child yet. I haven't brought salvation to the people of the world yet. So he's telling them that. Now, so then God answers and says, but your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You will dwell in the dust. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people, enter your rooms, or enter your it's a word for the room that is built for the bride, right? The Heder, it says, go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the door behind you. Hide yourself for a little while until the wrath has passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the blood shed upon her. She will conceal her slain no longer. So here you have a passage in Isaiah that talks about Israel about to give birth, okay, to this male child. And she's saying, we haven't brought salvation to the world yet. But God says, but it is going to happen. Now, in these four verses, you have encoded the word for rapture in Hebrew twice. Okay? Now, I want you to understand this. This is why I gave you the papers, so we can go through it, okay? Inside of this, in the first verse, in what will be in verse 18, it encodes the word rapture in Hebrew every six letters. Then at the last verse, in verse 21, it encodes the word rapture in seven letters. So the first time's in six letters, in six letter increments, and then the second time it's in seven letter increments. Okay? So God, in those four chapters, is saying, this is going to happen. You are going to give birth, but he encodes the word rapture twice in a six letter interval and then in a seventh letter interval. Now, I could take you through it so that you can see. But let me see here. Now, what is the word in Hebrew for rapture? Okay. I'm going to show you this. We might have to do some of this tomorrow too, Pastor. Okay, now watch this. The word in Hebrew, you guys have got it. You guys are going to love this. I hope you. Okay, the word in Hebrew is, I'm going to write it up here, nazal. Okay? That's the word, okay? And it's pronounced like this, nazal. Okay? That is the word for rapture in Hebrew. There's another word for rapture in Hebrew. It's called lakach, which means to take someone forcibly, to take them, okay? Like God lakached Enoch out of the earth, okay? So I used to think, well, there's only one word in Hebrew for rapture, and that's lakach, because that's what he did with Enoch. But there's another word for rapture, and it's natsal, and Yaakov Ramzan was saying, this is the word that God used for rescuing and snatching people out of danger. Natsal is rapture, okay? So, on this paper, let me see if you guys can. You guys don't have a pen, huh?
Reading pen?
No, I'm going to kind of try to do it here, and then I'll pass it around. Okay. So, you would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you would have this, then you would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this, and then you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you got the word right there. Then I'm gonna do this, 6, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lamed, right there. Okay? So you can pass that out and or you can show it, right? So there you have the word rapture encoded in increments of six on the top level. So what would be the six in Hebrew? That would be the Vav, that's salvation. And what would be the seven in Hebrew? That would be the Zion. What did we do last week? What happens when six marries seven? What is six? Man. What is Zion? God. So you put a, what does the scripture talk about? The Heder, right? The Hupa.
Yeah.
So now this becomes the eighth letter. So what he's talking about in those four chapters is man marrying God, or man connecting with God. This is why he does it in six increments, and then he does it again in the last verse in seven increments, so that you have the sixth letter and the seventh letter. But then he talks about what? He says, go into your cheders, go into your room and shut the door, right? Until the wrath has passed over. So he's talking about what? So if God wants you to know, like, okay, then what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the Natzal. So he encodes it twice in two of the scriptures to let you know he's talking about the rapture. So now I'm going to read it again, and then we can understand it more. I'm going to start at verse 18. We were with child, we rest in pain, but we gave birth to wind. We have not brought salvation to the earth. We have not given birth to the people of the world. Wow. Israel is saying this. And it says, God says, but your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people, into your heders, into your rooms, and shut the door behind you. Hide yourself for a little while until my wrath has passed over. Is that pre-tribulation? Did he take them before the wrath? Or did he take them after the wrath? Before, okay? And he's talking about Israel saying that they're giving birth to this child. Okay, we haven't brought salvation to the world. So he puts rapture in those verses. Now, let's hand me my paper back, Pastor Ian. Oh, no, give me yours right here. Yeah, give me yours. That's good. Now, I want you to go to this page. Okay.
Show the camera.
Okay. Show the camera. We're going to be going to Psalms chapter 20, chapter 120.
Thank you.
All right. Did you see it yet?
Got it.
All right. Psalms chapter 120. How does Psalms chapter 120 begin? Here we are. Psalms chapter 120. I called on the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. Natsali, right? Or Hatzilani, which means it's the word Natsal. The first word he uses is, rapture me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. The second verse in the scripture is us asking God not to come and intervene, but to natsal us, to rapture our souls away from lying tongues, rapture our soul away from what's going on here, okay? And it starts where? In Psalms 120. So, which is the psalm, the first psalm of what? Ascent. So, the first psalm of ascent, in the second verse, you get the word rapture in Hebrew. And this is for what? The 120th year. And what's going on in the 120th year? What are we asking God to, the whole world's asking God to relieve us of what?
Lying
lips. So this 20th verse, this 20th chapter has been, is being answered at the rapture when God rescues our soul from lying lips in the 120th. Okay? So I put this on here so you can see. It says Yahweh, Hatzilani, Nefesh, okay? Rapture my soul, right? Mipa'at, Shakar, from a tongue, a lying tongue, okay? So we want God to take us out, take us away from these lies and these lies that are going on in the world. And the first word it used in the chapter, that is the chapter of ascending up, is Hatzilani. Deliver us, rapture us, take us out of here. Okay? So now, I want to continue, because I had something. Now, you see this right here? Let's go to the back. I want us to go to Genesis chapter 7, verse 5 and 8. Okay? Genesis chapter 7, and I'm going to read verse 5 through 8. And it says, "And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the water of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, birds of all creatures that moved along the ground, male and..." I'm ending at 8. Now, encoded, and I didn't do this one for you because I was like, this would be a lot. Encoded in those verses from 5 to 8 is, "My sons, many will be pulled out." Okay, so it's not just talking about the 8 that's going up on a boat. It says, I wrote "my son," but it's actually the word in Hebrew is habeni arbaot palat, which means a multitude of people. Palat means pulled out. Okay, so he's talking not just about the flood that's about to come, but he's talking about a future time when what? My sons. Who's his sons? If you accept Jesus Christ in your life, you have become the sons of God. You are new creatures in Christ Jesus. So he says many sons are going to be palat, pulled out, extracted from the earth, okay? And he puts that in Genesis and he codes that. I haven't watched Yaakov Ramsey in a while, but I'm watching this last night and I go, this man was an absolute anointed vessel of God. You know he did all of his Bibles with no computer?
No.
No computer. He was counting all day. He did all of his Bible codes with no computer.
How do you even do that?
You have to have some type of anointing. But I got two of his books. And in his books is where I did this thing for our class, right? Because in our Hebrew class, we had to go through the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And as we read through it, we didn't see the name of Jesus at all. But then we said, now I'm just going to encode every 8th letter going forward and see what it says. And it said, "Jesus is my name," every 8th letter. "Jesus is my name," every 8th letter. "Jesus is my name." Yeshua Sma, Yeshua Sma, Yeshua Sma, Yeshua Sma. In Isaiah 53, which never mentions Jesus, but encoded in it, every eighth letter says, "Jesus is my name." Yaakov Ramsu did that without computer. You understand? So he went through the whole Bible finding everywhere that Jesus is encoded in the Old Testament.
Wow.
And so I read to you today in Isaiah 26, as they're talking about giving birth, Israel talking about giving birth to children, and Israel talking, and God answering them and saying, the dead are going to rise. And I'm going to say to my people, come, enter your rooms until the wrath is passed over. So he says that, but inside the first verse and the set and the fourth verse, he encodes every six letters the first time and every seventh letter the second time, rapture, not Zion. Then you get to Psalms 120, and what does he do? He starts it off by saying, Hatzilanu, rapture us out away from these lying lips. And he uses the word not Zion. So this is what I'm trying to say. The rapture, the plan to, for the church to leave, all of this stuff has been God's plan from the beginning. Okay? Because I'm watching a pastor today, and he's giving all of this one. He sounded like he went through Pastor Sandy's Hebrew Bible class. He's talking about 1948 and this and that and all of this stuff. And then they asked him about the rapture, and he started backing away like he didn't want to say the rapture, you know? And I'm like, why is he afraid to speak about the rapture? And I'm going to tell you, when you have a ministry and you're making a lot of money, and then if you make, see, because what happened to us in 2010? We went from full house to what? To few house, right? Because Pastor Sandy told him the rapture was coming. And that was the first time I realized that people can get excited about the rapture and not excited about Jesus. 2010 taught me a lot, because now I realized people were only interested in escaping, and they could even be good for a little while if they thought they were going to escape, because they were really in love with the rapture. They weren't in love with Jesus. So that's, after that, I said, I'm just going to preach the gospel and tell these people to stop sinning, live for God, and prepare them that way, right? Because you can't be in love with the rapture. You got to be in love with God. You understand?
10 minutes, Pastor.
And so all of these people left, and I realized that, okay? That's why that pastor pulled away. He has a big ministry. He has a lot of people involved in his ministry. And now these people on TV telling him, when do you think the rapture is? Do you think it's post-trip? And he's backing away from all this. As if, like, I mean, I'm sure he has to know. You know what I mean? I don't want to put his name out there, but he's got to know. But you're on a big TV, Christian TV network, you know, but why are you pulling away from answering it? Because you don't want to lose your ministry. You understand? I'm not concerned about losing a ministry. I'm concerned in telling people and barking when God gives me something to tell you. And what the Lord is telling me is in, look, Psalms chapter 120 stands for what year? 2020. Second verse, what does it say? Rapture me away from lying tongues. Deliver me. Snatch me up. Get me out of here. And so, as we're going through all of this information that the Lord's given me, and as I'm on this journey, and I'm in the 17th year of this journey, I'm in the 17th year since God said, this is what I want you to do, and it's going to be hard. And it has been hard, but I am fixed on finishing strong. So now we have, this is what we need to know. The flood, God said, is going to happen in the 120th year. That means that every year that passed by, there was no chance of them having a flood. You know why? Because God said it's going to happen in the 120th year. So if someone was coming to Noah and say, you think the flood's going to be this year? Noah would have to say, it's not the 120th year, right? For us, someone coming to us, since we don't know that the 17th of Heshvan announced to the world when grace was going to end, we should have been saying it's not going to happen until the 120th year. And it's not going to happen until the 17th of Heshvan, because it's an anniversary of what? When the day Eve sinned, when the day the flood happened, and now we're here. And all of this stuff is laid out before us. Shall knowledge increase? Is that what the Bible says? In the end, knowledge shall increase, right? Not just computers and stuff like that, but the word of God has increased, opening the eyes of the people of God so that they can see the time approaching and they can be prepared to leave, because God wants you to leave. This day should not overtake you as a thief, he says, because you are not the children of darkness. You are the children of light. The children of darkness don't care about the rapture. They want things to get back to normal. Their little strip club up the street has been closed since Corona thing started. Every time I drive by that thing, I used to go, look at all those cars over there. And my son would go, Dad, what is that? It's where this happens. He's like, really? He's like, why would people pay for that? But now since Corona, it's been closed, boarded up. And I'm like, there's some good things about the coronavirus, right? So I'm just saying, we're living in some very strange, crazy things. Things are going on. Now, listen to me, and then I'm going to finish with this. The election is about to take a curveball, right? Because what just happened? Biden's son decides to drop his computer off at a computer store because it fell in the water, hoping the guy could save the memory and his pictures and everything that are on it. Oh. So he leaves it there and forgets about it for 3 months. No. But if you're addicted to drugs, you can't remember when you dropped it off, right? So he never goes to pick it up. The guy goes, hey, I got this receipt. This is Biden's son. I have this computer. Let's call the FBI and let's give it to them. So they give the computer to the FBI.
No.
They start going through the information and see, oh my goodness, there's so much corruption on this computer and with these emails and everything on this computer. And Joe Biden's is also involved in it.
No.
So now it's like all this stuff is coming out. What do you think they're going to do about the election? Remember, Trump can't win. If Trump wins, they're in a bigger mess than they are now, right? Because Trump won, you got Russia, impeachment, coronavirus, Black Lives Matters,
Antifa,
earthquakes, you got fires, finding Antifa members throwing Molotov cocktail bombs into forces, arresting them. So these people are doing everything possible that Trump cannot enter into another term, because we're going to have to do something. So when the church leaves, because the 4th of November is Heshvan 17, I prayed a man got saved. Yeah. And then they don't have to worry about him being president.
Right.
I don't think he has, but I pray he did, right? But you've got to understand, the world is at the beginning of a big turn. And the bigger turn that they're not prepared for is the rapture of the church. God bless you. See you guys tomorrow for Rashawn Messianic Bible Club. And we're going to do some more Hebrew. Praise God.
Sandy really said that it's true. The FBI and NSA confirmed the information was true.
Yes.
The boy's laptop.
Yeah. All of that information.
I guess money don't make you smart, does it?
Huh?
Money don't make you smart, does it?
He just got kicked out of the military for using crack.
What?
And then you give him a job and give him you give a crackhead $3.5 million, what do you think he's going to do? He's not going to become a better person.
Oh my goodness.
He's going to drop his computer in the water. And then take it to a computer. They fix it because I got good stuff on there. And then as a drug addict, you're going to forget you left it there. Oh, so guys, you know. Yeah, I saw that. They got pictures of him doing crack on the computer. It was just crazy. Amen. It was just crazy. All right, so we got to see what's going to happen. But I think the rapture is going to happen. Amen.